You will be large in number. وَلَكِنَّكُمْ غُثَاءٌ كَغُثَاءِ السَّيْلِ. But despite your numbers, you will be like the scum which flows in mud waters, in flood waters. غُثَاءٌ كَغُثَاءِ السَّيْلِ. Despite you being in the millions, but you won't have any worth, you won't have any value in you. Just like how when a flood comes and it washes items away, those items that are floating on those flood water, there's no value to it. You could have had a very expensive item. There could have been a very valuable vehicle. But once the flood waters catch it and destroy it and wash it away, now no one wants that vehicle. There's no value in that vehicle. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is drawing this example and saying, despite your large numbers, but you won't have any worth, you won't have any value in you. And you will be like the scum, like the dirt which flows in flood waters. Thereafter Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes on to say, وَلَيَنْزِعَنَّ اللَّهُ مِنْ صُدُورِ عَدُوِّكُمْ الْمَهَابَةَ مِنْكُمْ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will thereafter remove the awe, the fear of the Muslims from the heart of the disbelievers. Allah ta'ala will remove that awe and that fear which the disbelievers once had for the Muslims and the Muslim ummah, that will now be removed from their heart. They won't fear you anymore. They won't have that awe for you anymore. وَلَيَقْذِفَنَّ اللَّهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمُ الْوَهْمِ. And thereafter Allah ta'ala will cast into your hearts a sickness called wahan. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used the word wahan. And the sahaba radiallahu anhum, they were not familiar with this term. They did not know what it meant. So they asked, فَقَالَ قَائِلٌ مَا الْوَهْنُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. What is wahan? فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا وَكَرَاهِيَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam explained that what is this wahan which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will thereafter cast into your hearts? It will be the love of this world. حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا وَكَرَاهِيَةُ الْمَوْتِ. And the dislike, the hatred for death. So this is a very beautiful hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, wherein he gives the diagnosis, the sickness which the ummah at large is plagued with. And that is the sickness of wahan. حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا وَكَرَاهِيَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Love, extreme love for this world, and a hatred and a dislike for death. These two aspects are topics on its own, but it is for each one of us to introspect, to look into our lives, that do we have the sickness in our hearts? Have we succumbed or fallen prey to wahan, which is love of this world, and a hatred and a dislike for death? Are the things of this world, are the pursuits of this worldly life more beloved to me than the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Are the rands and cents of this world, have the rands and cents of this world engulfed my heart? Have they overtaken me that they become the sole object of my breathing and my day in and my day out in this world? This is a question for you and I to ask, for each and every one to ask this question and to see whether we have fallen prey to hubbud dunya and karahiyatul maut, and a dislike for death. If you have to speak to some people and you have to bring up the topic of maut and death with them, their face actually changes, their facial expression changes. They cannot seem to even hear the term death. It's something so disliked. Whereas as believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as reciters of the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, we are well aware that this worldly life is not the be all and end all. It is only temporary. Our goal and our abode is the hereafter. The eternal life is the life of the hereafter. The eternal abode is Jannah and Paradise, and a means to death and a means to getting there is to cross the bridge of death and maut. It cannot be that it is something so disliked by us. You hear this term many a time. People say, that as long as life was saved, then everything else is fine. This is not the outlook of a believer. This was not the thinking of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. On the other hand, we find that because of the sickness which has engulfed the heart of the Muslims and the Muslim Ummah, it has plagued us. We find that the zeal, the desire for shahada and martyrdom is something which has been completely lost from the Ummah. And contrast this to the life of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Shahada, martyrdom was something which they desired, which they wanted, to strive in the path of Allah, jihad fi sabilillah, was something which they made the objectives of their lives. If you have to look in the Holy Quran, there are various ayat which Allah Ta'ala has mentioned, explaining and clarifying the virtue of jihad fi sabilillah, the virtue of shahada and martyrdom, the virtue of the mujahideen. And this is something for us to ponder over and reflect, that have we understood what is the status of shahada and martyrdom in Islam? Have we understood what is the status of jihad fi sabilillah? This is something which is a branch from the branches of our deen. This is something not to shy away from. It is something which has been clearly mentioned in the Holy Quran. It is found replete in the way of life and the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala mentions, لا يستوي القاعدون من المؤمنين غير أولي الضرر والمجاهدون في سبيل الله بأموالهم وأنفسهم. That those that remain behind from the believers can never be equal to those that strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with their wealth and their lives. فَضَّلَ اللَّهُ الْمُجَاهِدِينَ بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِمْ عَلَى الْقَاعِدِينَ دَرَجَةً. Allah Ta'ala thereafter goes on to say in the ayah that Allah Ta'ala has given a greater rank. Allah Ta'ala has preferred, has given greater virtue to those who make jihad fi sabilillah with their wealth and their lives. وَكُلَّ وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى. Although each one of the two groups, those that remain behind and don't make jihad, and those that make jihad, both of them have been promised goodness, because both of them, both these groups, they have iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But وَفَضَّلَ اللَّهُ الْمُجَاهِدِينَ عَلَى الْقَاعِدِينَ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. Allah Ta'ala makes a clear distinction. But those that make jihad fi sabilillah, that strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala has given them a far greater rank than those that don't. So this ayat makes it quite clear, the virtue of making jihad fi sabilillah, the virtue of the mujahideen, of those that strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, over those that don't. We find in a hadith which Imam Bukhari rahimahullah has recorded, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have mentioned that inna fil jannati mi'ata darajatin a'addaha Allahu lil mujahideen fi sabilillah. That Allah Ta'ala has exclusively prepared 100 stages, 100 ranks in Jannah, in paradise, exclusively reserved for those that make jihad fi sabilillah. Ma bayna darajatayn kama bayna as-sama'i wal ard. The distance between each rank is the distance between the skies and the earth. This hadith shows the great virtue, the rank of the mujahidun, of those that strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala mentions in another verse of the Quran, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتًا بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ. That do not ever think that those that have been martyred in the path of Allah Ta'ala are dead. بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ. Rather, they are alive by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is providing for them. Allah Ta'ala is taking care of them. A beautiful hadith recorded by Imam Muslim rahimahullah, explaining what is this provision of Allah Ta'ala for the shuhada. What provision Allah Ta'ala has made for the martyrs and the mujahideen. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, أَرْوَاحُهُمْ فِي جَوْفِ طَيْرٍ خُضْرٍ لَهَا قَنَادِيلُ مُعَلَّقَةٌ بِالْعَرْشِ. That the souls of the shuhada and the martyrs, they are stored in the form of green birds. لَهَا قَنَادِيلُ مُعَلَّقَةٌ بِالْعَرْشِ. They are chandeliers which are hanging or dangling from the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is where these birds reside and stay. تَسْرَحُ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ حَيْثُ شَاءَتْ ثُمَّ تَأْوِي إِلَىٰ تِلْكَ الْقَنَادِيلِ. They travel as they wish, wherever they desire in Jannah. And then they return back to the chandeliers which form as nests for them. فَاطَّلَعَ عَلَيْهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ اِطِّلَاعَةً. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will address the souls of these shuhada and these martyrs and ask them, هَلْ تَشْتَهُونَ شَيْئًا. Do you desire anything? Do you require anything? And they will respond and say, we do not require anything, O our Rabb. We can travel as we wish in Jannah. What is better than this? And this question will be repeated. And then they will realize that Allah ta'ala wants a response from them. And then they will say, Ya Rabbi, نريد أن ترد أرواحنا في أجسادنا حتى نقتل في سبيلك. Oh our Rabb, oh our Lord, we desire that our souls be returned to our physical bodies. حتى نقتل في سبيلك مرة أخرى. Until we are made shaheed, we are martyred in your path once again. This is the virtue of the shuhada and the martyrs which Allah Ta'ala has stored for them. And such is their rank. Such is the provision for them. They realize such a great rank Allah has stored for them that they will desire that we be returned back to this world and we give our lives once again for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another hadith which Imam Muslim also records, wherein he mentions Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said that no person will ever desire to return back to this world. No person who goes to the hereafter will ever desire to be returned back to this world. Even though they may be given the entire world and whatever it contains, they will never desire to be returned back to this world. This is referring to those people who had iman, whom Allah Ta'ala has stored goodness for them in the hereafter. Illa shaheed. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes the exception. Except the martyr. Except the martyr. He will desire that he be returned back to this world and that he once again be given the opportunity to give his life in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lima yara min fadli shahada. Why? Because of the virtue which he had seen that Allah ta'ala had prepared for him in the year after. Because of the virtue which he had seen that Allah ta'ala had stored for the shuhada and the martyrs. That is why he will be the only one who will desire to be returned back to this world. And he once again be given the opportunity to give his life in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We find from the ayat of these, of the like of this, and the various other ahadith, the virtue and the rank of jihad fi sabilillah, the virtue and the rank of the shuhada and the martyrs. It is something for you and I to recognize, to acknowledge, to understand the rank of the martyrs and the shuhada. A few examples from the life of the companions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Khalid bin Walid radiallahu an, sayfun min suyufillah, a sword from amongst the swords of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the 21st year after Hijrah. He is on his deathbed and he is lamenting to those around him. Then look at Khalid. Here he is passing away on his deathbed. Despite him being the head of numerous armies and numerous expeditions, taking part in so many battles. But here I am dying on my deathbed. I am lamenting. He is saying, he is lamenting that I was unable to pass away on the battlefield. I was unable to give my life to pass away as a shaheed. And then he shows those around him, look at all my limbs. There is not a limb on my body in which there is not a scar, a wound from jihad fi sabilillah. He is sore, he is lamenting. And then those around him console him and tell him, Oh Khalid, You are not any ordinary person. You are Sayfum min Suyufillah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had titled you a sword from amongst the swords of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it was not possible that Allah ta'ala allowed you to pass away on the battlefield, because the disbelievers and the enemies of Islam will then take glee and joy from that, and they will be able to say, we broke the sword of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the point is, look at his desire for shahada and martyrdom. Look at his desire. Anas bin Nadar radiallahu an, the paternal uncle of Anas bin Malik, the khadim, the servant of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anas bin Nadar was unable to take part in the expedition of Badr. And when the expedition of Uhud came, he was very desirous to take part in this expedition. And during the battle, he plunges into the thick of the battle and he gives his life for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After the battle, his body has been mutilated by the disbelievers. And the Sahaba radiallahu anhum count more than 80 wounds on his body. More than 80 wounds on his body. Before he gives his life, he mentions to one of the other companions that inni ajidu riha al-jannati duna Uhudin. He tells to Mu'az, Sa'd radiallahu anhu, that I can perceive the fragrance of Jannah emanating from the direction of the Mount of Uhud. And he plunges into the battle and he gives his life. Only his sister is able to identify his body from his fingertips. This was his desire. This was their desire for shahada and martyrdom. This was the disinclination from the worldly life, linking it back to the first hadith which we had discussed, the plague and the sickness afflicting the ummah, al-wahnu, hubbu dunya wa karahiyatul maut. Contrast our lives, our desires, our pursuits to the desire of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. They had no inclination for this worldly life. Yet when the Islamic borders and empire was expanding at a vast rate, money and wealth was pouring into the Muslim empire, into Medina Munawwara. But that did not dissuade them. That did not distract them. They still went forth and gave their life for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They did not fear mouth and death. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in one hadith, man mata walam yaghzu وَلَمْ يُحَدِّثْ بِهِ نَفْسَهُ مَاتَ عَلَى شُعْبَةٍ مِّن نِفَاقٍ. That person who passes away, and he has not taken part in jihad fi sabilillah. وَلَمْ يُحَدِّثْ بِهِ نَفْسَهُ. Nor did he even talk to himself about it. Nor did he get himself ready internally, that one day I might have the opportunity to give my life for the sake of Allah. I will be ready for it. I will go forward. I will not hesitate. مَاتَ عَلَى شُعْبَةٍ مِّن نِفَاقٍ. He passes away upon a portion and a branch of hypocrisy. And ulama explained the reason for this, that the munafiqun, the hypocrites in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they had a hatred for jihad. Because they loved life. They had a dislike for death. They feared that my life will go. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is cautioning the ummah that we should not have the same condition, that our entire life can go and we do not even think about jihad fi sabilillah. We do not even think about giving our life for the sake of Allah. It is something which does not even cross our minds. And yes, we may not have the opportunity. May Allah ta'ala protect us and protect the ummah. But this is not something which we should be completely negligent about. It is something to bring to our attention and to be cognizant and aware of. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam thereafter gives us some consolation in another hadith. Then man sa'ala Allah ash-shahadata bi sidqin ballaghahu Allah manazil ash-shuhada'i wa in mata ala firashi. That person who asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for martyrdom with a true desire for martyrdom, not just lip service but a true desire, بَلَّغَهُ اللَّهُ مَنَازِلَ الشُّهَدَاءِ, Allah Ta'ala will grant him the rank and the status of the shuhada, which we discussed in the various ayat and hadith. وَإِن مَاتَ عَلَى فِرَاشِهِ, even though he may pass away on his bed. So, yes, we can all build and rekindle this desire in us that ask Allah Ta'ala for shahada and martyrdom. And Allah Ta'ala, even though we may not pass away as martyrs and as shuhada, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His kindness and His mercy, He will grant us the rank and the status of the shuhada and the status of the martyrs. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may He give us the correct understanding. May He remove wahan from our hearts and from the ummah and throughout the globe. Hubbu dunya and karahiyatul maut. May Allah ta'ala remove the love of the world from our hearts and the dislike of death. Because truly this is the disease and this is the plague which is afflicting the ummah. Until this disease and plague which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said will afflict us is not removed, then the Muslim ummah can only dream about reaching its previous glory and its previous honor and status. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.